The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, has moved to strengthen its technological capacity through the recent launch of its body-worn camera project. The initiative, a collaborative effort between the JCF and the United States Embassy, is aimed at strengthening the police's interaction with members of the public. National Security Minister Robert Montague says strong and effective policing represents one aspect of his ministry's five-pillar strategy to reduce crime. Mr. Montague indicates that the use of body-worn cameras is an element to be used to build confidence between the citizens and the police.
The use of body-worn cameras by members of the security forces has been proposed for some time as one way of addressing this trust issue. And this underlines a critical element in our development as a nation.
According to Minister Montague, building trust between the police and the citizens they serve is of critical importance. He is expecting that the cameras to be worn on the pockets or vests will aid in safeguarding the rights of the police and citizens.
This effort is a significant investment in improving transparency in the conduct of police operations. It provides an impartial third witness, especially in these cases where accusation of bias and wrongdoing on the part of the police may be made.
Police Commissioner Dr. Carl Williams says the launch of the project is a milestone in Jamaica's law enforcement.
This marks the start of a new chapter in police accountability in Jamaica and a significant step on the road to improving our human rights record and ultimately public trust.
Dr. Williams has expressed gratitude to the U.S. Embassy for its contribution, noting that the partnership has done much to make the JCF a more professional organization.
Take for instance the less lethal option kits that were donated by the U.S. to the JCF over a year ago. They are providing an option to the use of firearms, which in previous times were the first resort in most circumstances. The net effect of the less lethal kits is greater respect for human rights.
Technology Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley has described the body-worn camera project as a good initiative, while lauding the U.S. government for its collaborative support.
It is ensuring that our police force utilizes the technologies that are available. We have seen all across the world that the use of body cameras is part of the process to ensure that it protects the rights of the citizen as well as the officer.
Dr. Wheatley contends that the level of sophistication to which crime has been elevated through the use of technology justifies the police moving to adapt more innovative approaches. Meanwhile, U.S. Ambassador to Jamaica Luis Moreno says the body camera is not a panacea, but rather a great step in the right direction. Mr. Moreno says the project represents one of the broad partnerships in crime prevention, on which the United States and Jamaica have collaborated, stressing the importance of regional coordination as an essential ingredient to combating crime. A total of 120 body cameras are to be deployed in 6 police divisions across Kingston and St. Andrew under the pilot phase. The first areas to benefit include St. Andrew Central, St. Andrew South, Kingston Eastern, Kingston Central, and the Motorized Patrol and Traffic Divisions. Each camera carries a serial number, which will be assigned to the police officer. The devices are equipped with capabilities for recording night and day footage up to 10 hours and can be kept for a period of time. Over time, the body camera project will be rolled out across the force.
Calling all government pensioners in Portland and surrounding areas. The Accountant General's Department is coming your way. On Friday, September 23, the AGD will be at the Errol Flynn Marina, Port Antonio at 10 a.m. Come hear about the life certificate plans. Get financial advice from Jamaica National. Speak directly with Sagicor about your GOJ health plan. Get free health checks from NHF and stay for the entertainment prizes and surprises. That's the AGD's Pensioners Information Forum. Friday, September 23, Errol Flynn Marina, Port Antonio, Portland at 10 a.m.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.